Well, around Australia, thousands of school children are making their views on energy policy clear with a nationwide strike. They're calling out governments for failing to act on climate change. And at the end of this month, they'll be walking out of school in protest. The mass action started with an idea by just three students in regional Victoria, as Jess Davis reports.
Eleven-year-old Indigo Sangster is singing to me in her living room. The Melbourne primary school student is one of thousands of kids who will be walking out of school later this month. It's part of what they're calling a strike, urging the federal government to act on climate change.
If we want to change something, then we have to get people together, and that's how you change history.
The Brunswick East student says she's worried about what will happen if there's no action.
But I think that if we use our voices and our actions against this disastrous environmental threat, the politicians might actually listen.
The idea was started by three students from Castlemaine in central Victoria. 14-year-old Harriet O'Shea Carey is one of them.
I'm not too surprised that so many people care, but it's great that, they're coming and joining in.
They were inspired by 15-year-old Swedish girl Greta Thunberg, who sat outside Parliament in central Stockholm every day for 2 weeks leading up to their election last September. Like Greta, Harriet O'Shea Carey has been protesting on the steps of Victoria's Parliament instead of going to school.
We think that they have to listen to us because it's our futures they're dealing with here.
The students approached the Australian Youth Climate Coalition for help to take the action further. Laura Sykes manages the AYCC Schools program. She says thousands of students have registered for the 20 school walkout events around the country.
It's really all driven by them, and I think what's exciting is that they are taking leadership when our politicians really aren't.
Philippa Collin is a senior researcher from the University of Western Sydney. She specialises in the culture and politics of young people.
I think it's indicative of the ways in which young people are increasingly understanding, thinking about politics, and also seeing themselves as citizens of the world and the kinds of action that they can take to try and influence the issues that they care about.
She says, like adults, kids are moving away from party politics and are instead engaging with particular issues, like climate change.
We've also seen it in terms of the March for Our Lives movement in the US and the way that young people mobilised around the 2017 general election in the UK and the Brexit vote, is that even those young people who are not yet of voting age are still really concerned about particular issues and finding ways to act on them.
That's certainly the case for Indigo Sangster's younger sister, Matilda.
It's fair for us to have a say in it as well because it's not just their world.
Do you think the politicians will listen to you if you strike?
Well, if they take it the right way, then probably yes. But if they just decide to ignore us, then we have to fight more.
Pretty gutsy 9-year-old there, Matilda Sangster, ending that story by Jess Davis. And both the Federal Environment Minister and the Victorian Education Minister were contacted for comment, but neither responded.